You ever wonder if your routine is actually working or if you're just hoping it is? The Hume Band gives you real answers. It tracks your body 24/7, heart rate, sleep stages, recovery, stress, even blood oxygen, so you can see exactly how your habits impact your health. Not just steps, real data. You'll start to notice patterns, like how a bad night of sleep affects your recovery or how stress is holding you back. And instead of guessing what to fix, the app gives you clear, personalized insights based on your data, so you can stop second-guessing and start making smarter decisions for your body. Visit HumeHealth.com to get the Hume Band today.
Welcome back to Misunderstood. I'm your host, Rachel Yucatel. Welcome to Happy Hour in my home with my co-host today, Kelly Brink, my producer.
Hey, y'all.
At my feet is my little dog, Mishka, scratching the shit out of my calves because she wants some of this prosciutto and melon and all the good stuff we have.
Yeah, it's been a long day of recording. We're recording live today from Rachel's house because I'm here in town from Iowa and the dogs are going crazy. It's fine. You know what? It's real life. So it's representative of the week we've had so far.
It really is.
Yeah. And now we're at this point, we're just like, whatever, anything goes. It's fine.
Sort of. It's a shit show. So here, the thing is that we're going to open one of these amazing bottles today from Le Cool Champagne because I need a drink.
Okay, I'm going to get started.
Please. I just interviewed probably one of what I think is my biggest guests. And right near the end, I mean, thank God we got the episode, but, you know, maybe I had 5 more minutes to go. My computer died. So And it still won't start. So we don't know for sure if the episode was caught.
It was.
And we don't know if she thinks I'm a complete moron. So,
you know, working in entertainment, everyone who's worked in entertainment for a long time knows that shit happens. Like, this stuff happens all the time. It's never happened on Misunderstood so far. This is the first time. You know, it's fine. And I don't usually open bottles of champagne either, but I'm going to do it now. This always scares me. I'm afraid I'm going to put an eye out.
Maybe so point it that way.
Point it at Richard.
You can't do it up like that. No, wait.
I think you put it between your legs and you just go.
I don't know that that's.
Woo! All right. Did it.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
That was so pretty amazing.
Okay, but this is the rosé from Le Cool.
Tell me all about it because first of all I can show you is that it has this amazing bottle and I think that's really pretty.
It's beautiful. It's actually beautiful.
And I was like, I'm not like a champagne connoisseur, but I'm a champagne drinker.
Yeah.
I'm really into my champagne. It has to have a good crisp taste. So I'm really excited to see how this tastes today.
You know who is a champagne connoisseur?
Who?
Robert Cool Bell from Cool and the Gang.
Cool and the Gang. I love Cool and the Gang. What were some of their famous songs again?
I will tell you those in a minute.
Okay.
But first, Sakina Bell is his late wife. Robert and Sakina loved champagne so much that they started their own brand. They went to France. So Robert and Sakina Bell partnered with Olfa and Mohammed Moretta on this Le Cool champagne line. They all loved champagne. And yeah, you know what? He was a celebrity. He is a celebrity, but he's not all about like the celebrity life. He doesn't want it to be like another one of those brands, like how all these rock stars have launched their own lines of tequila and vodka. They don't want it to be like that. They want the champagne to speak for itself. They recently launched this particular line of rosé. And it's an homage to all the ladies who are drinking rosé in summertime on the
patios. Oh, I love it. I can't wait to try it.
So we're going to try it right now.
Okay.
Whoops. I don't know how to pour champagne, obviously, but here we go. Yeah, I'm super excited to try this. It's a very high-end champagne, but, you know, it's affordable. It's around $80 a bottle. So it's, you know, anyone could buy this. If you want more information on this particular rosé, you can go to their website, LaCoolChampagne.com. Okay. So let's just chug this. We need
I don't
this.
Think you can chug champagne, can you?
You can do anything you want. Cheers. Cheers. All right. So here we go.
I thought we were chugging it.
Oh.
I just don't want to chug.
Oh my gosh. This is so good. I've never had a rosé champagne
I know.
Before.
I never had either. It's so good.
This is different than any other champagne I've had. Like usually I do like a dry, like brut.
Yeah.
This is really good.
Yeah. This is amazing. It has that little rosé taste. Mm-hmm. Oh, so you're going to swallow, not spit.
Oh, I would not spit this out.
Okay. We should have had our little spit bucket just in case.
I knew that this would all be swallowed. This is some high-end stuff.
Okay. So what does a bottle like this cost, do you think, Kelly?
So, yeah, this rosé is $80 retail price. Okay. They also have a couple others like Blanc de Blanc, Grand Cru. Mm. Blanc de Blanc is their flagship champagne. That's the one that started the whole thing. That's $120 a bottle. The Grand Cru is $100 a bottle. Rosé retails for $80 per bottle. So
this is the Grand Cru.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the Blanc de Blancs.
Yep. So a few things about LaCool Champagne. They have a yacht party tasting coming up in New York City.
Oh, when?
Yeah. It is coming up on July 29th. 30th and 31st, you can
buy tickets. Yeah.
You can buy tickets. Mm. They're partnering with both Hornblower's Fleet and 1-800-Liquors. And some of the profits for these events will benefit cancer research, which is always a good cause. Mm. This is also the official champagne of Pastel on the Water. And then the SIP NYC anniversary, that's coming up. So LaCool is everywhere right now.
So at the end of this month, I think it's such a great idea because so many people, you know, think they're going to, you know, what are they going to do if they don't have a house in the Hamptons? They can actually go on this little yacht party and take their date out there and have some sips
Absolutely.
Of champagne, do some wine tasting, do some champagne tasting.
Definitely impressive.
It's a great activity to do midsummer. So yeah. I highly suggest it. And you can definitely get tickets.
I think you should really go on LaCool's Instagram page. They have a lot of information there. And then LaCoolChampagne.com, and it's cool with a K. LaCoolChampagne.com has lots of information. Follow them also on Instagram. A couple other things about this. So Cool is all about the champagne. He's dedicated to honoring his late wife's legacy. He's very involved in the creation of this champagne.
Now, isn't Kool and the Gang playing in Las Vegas at the moment?
They have a residency. That is correct.
When I go to Vegas next time, I'm going to see it. I'm so excited. I love all those old time songs. But when you go to Las Vegas and listen to them play, they have three specialty drinks.
They do. So they have a residency at the Westgate, first of all. And the Westgate created a signature cocktail using the champagne. It's called Celebration. That is, you know, their number one most popular song. It's actually the most commonly sampled song in the U.S.
Wow.
Besides the song Happy Birthday. It's Happy Birthday and then Celebration by Kool and the Gang.
Wow.
So they are huge. They are an icon. They will always be part of that. But
so, and it's kind of a secret as to what's in that drink
yeah.
and all these other drinks. You have yes. to go there to know what it is. What yes. are the other names of the drinks?
Okay, so LaCool themselves created two other signature cocktails. One is called Summer Madness. The other is called Ladies Night. And if you want these recipes, they don't just give these recipes out.
Mm.
Like these are top secret recipes. They won't tell you what's in it. You have to go to their Instagram page to find out what is in these drinks. And they kind of want to do a little, like maybe with a little contest with our listeners too.
If you have a great idea for a name and a drink made from these champagnes that you want to come up with, DM LaCool Grand Cru, C-R-U, that's their Instagram, to suggest what you think would be make a phenomenal new drink, summer drink, made with their champagne.
They want drinks that are titled from Kool and the Gang songs. And so Damani and I were talking a little bit about this. Like some examples would be like you could make a drink out of one of these champagnes. You could mm-hmm. make a drink called Fresh. That's
Ooh,
a good Kool and the
yes.
Gang song.
I would call mine Jungle Rum.
Jungle
Fever.
Jungle Jazz. Okay. Hollywood Swinging.
If I could create my own drink, I would use their song Hollywood Swingers.
Hollywood Swinging.
If I was going to create a drink, it would be called Hollywood Hills.
If I was going to create a drink, it would be called Jungle Boogie.
Wow.
Jungle Boogie.
But you've got to but you've got to make
You know what? It would happen.
What?
It would have rosé and banana liqueur.
Ooh.
And coconut rum.
Oh. Can you mix rum and champagne?
Oh, I think you can. Oh. I mean, we can do whatever we want. And sure. It would also have a little splash of pineapple juice. Jungle Boogie. There you go.
Yes.
I just gave that idea to all the listeners. Like, wow. Don't take my idea. If you take, I'm patenting that. So if they take that idea, that's out.
Okay.
So, but that, all right, so you that's guys, just an example.
You
so,
guys go on their site, make a suggestion. You might win $120.
Yes. So La Cool will give you guys, if you have a really good recipe using their champagne and the name of a Cool in the Gang song, and it's really good, they're going to send you a bottle of champagne. So that is what they're doing. Oh, my God. Let's move on.
Yeah, please.
Cool in the Gang champagne all day
We've
long.
Really had a hell of a week. I mean, besides me just losing my biggest person I've ever interviewed on a ridiculous thing. This morning, I woke up and my tire was popped out of nowhere.
Well, it started last night, actually.
It did start last night.
We went out to a nice dinner, got in the car, tire was very low,
yes.
But we drove on it anyway because that's what girls do.
That is what girls do.
And we got home.
And it was completely flat.
Yes, it was completely flat. Your gardener helped us, thank God. He's the sweetest person ever.
Ever.
And then I was like, let's go to a tire place. So I Googled, what's the nearest tire place? So here's what we did. We went to...
And Tires Plus on North Lake Tires in Palm Beach Gardens.
That's what we did. And thank God for Wayne, Keith, and Denzel.
Yes.
Because they were like, we are so busy. Two people did not show up for work today. Keith was super stressed. He's like, I don't know if I can get you in. But Wayne came in to the rescue. He saw these two damsels in distress and he walked in and he was like, you know what? That would take like literally 20 minutes. Yeah. You have a nail
I
in
had a
tire.
Nail in my tire.
Yeah. Had a nail in tire, put a patch in it, no big deal. So he was like, you girls just wait here. But we didn't. We decided to go shopping on
we
foot.
We went to Home Goods.
Home Goods. To get which, these by the champagne
way,
glasses.
Yes, which by the
which
way.
Which are so cute.
It has
I love
everything
them.
From champagne glasses to garden hoses. I mean, it's such a fabulous
furniture,
place.
Patio socks, throw pillows.
I left, you know.
Snacks.
I left
everything.
With so many different things.
Yeah,
and
I
we
know.
Went in for champagne
And
glasses.
I was like, Rachel, we have to walk across the highway. We can't buy that much, you know, but you did anyway.
We did.
We walked out of Home Goods.
We're heroes. We're modern day heroes.
We looked super homeless bag ladies.
Super
That's what
homeless.
We looked like. Yeah. We each had like three bags. I had a bag of food and a nice coffee.
And we were playing like Frogger going in between the cars to get all the way across the highway.
Yes.
Anyway, so we want to get a nice shout out to Tires Plus on North Lake.
We do.
In Palm Beach Gardens. Everyone should go there because they're fantastic.
And all right, also, what how else? Do I look right now?
You look amazing.
Okay.
And you look like you're about 25. How did you do?
You're a liar, but thank you. Well, here's why.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women ForHers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit ForHers.com.
You ever wonder if your routine is actually working or if you're just hoping it is? The Hume Band gives you real answers. It tracks your body 24/7, heart rate, sleep stages, recovery, stress, even blood oxygen, so you can see exactly how your habits impact your health. Not just steps, real data. You'll start to notice patterns, like how a bad night of sleep affects your recovery or how stress is holding you back. And instead of guessing what to fix, the app gives you clear, personalized insights based on your data, so you can stop second-guessing and start making smarter decisions for your body. Visit HumeHealth.com to get the Hume Band today.
I got a little zhuzh on my face last week.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Where?
At Body Renewal Clinic and Med Spa in West Des Moines, Iowa.
Wow.
Yeah. They were great. So I worked with Teresa Drummond and Taylor Drummond, a mom and daughter duo. They are so freaking sweet. I got the most amazing facial I've ever had from
Taylor.
And your
lashes look amazing.
Yeah, those are great too. Demi Waddell in Des Moines. I will link to her too. Probably the best lashes I've ever had.
Yeah.
She like spent a lot of time on them. Really good. So she was amazing. And then, but yes, at Body Renewal Clinic and Med Spa in West Des Moines, Iowa, they're one of the only places in the Midwest that does Doxify. I had never heard of Doxify. Do you know what that is?
It's Daxify.
Daxify. Okay.
That's why no one's heard of it.
Okay.
And no, it's a new version of Botox where it lasts much longer. It can last like 6 months.
It can last like 6 months. And I don't know about you.
Lift your head.
I can't. No, I'm still.
Make a face.
I'm still growing into it. It's well, not
do it.
Ready yet.
Oh, are you moving it? Oh, see, you can't
There's
see this,
still
people.
A line.
No, she. You can't even tell her expressions, which yeah. is the best kind of Botox you can get.
The weird thing about Daxify, though, Daxify, is that when I would get Botox, it would take like, hold on,
days.
At least a week for it to kick in. I got the Daxify, and it was like a day. It's pretty great. So
yeah, yes. I can attest. I'm looking at you. You look phenomenal.
Well, thank you. But they have great products. Elemis, I think, is the name of the product line that they have. It was awesome. So, yes, shout out to Teresa and Taylor and everyone at Body Renewal Med Spa.
Okay, so the other thing I want to talk about is that recently I interviewed Vanessa Reiser, who is a therapist. But honestly, the way that most people know her is because she used to be engaged to Louie, who's now married to Teresa from The Housewives of New Jersey. And I just want to say that I have never experienced the kind of cyberbullying related to supporting other people. Meaning, so many people went on our DM or commented, like, how could you give this woman a platform? What's wrong with you? And so many people also said, thank God, I wanted to hear from her. This is so interesting.
There was more of that than the other.
There like, was. Yes, there was a
more
lot.
More support than hate.
Yes.
But the hate was.
But the hate
wow.
was pointed at me.
Right.
Not her, which
no,
is
yeah,
odd.
Totally.
How could you do this? Even people that I'm good friends with that are huge fanatics of reality TV and The Housewives of New Jersey in particular were like, how could you do this? Blah, blah, blah. You're a friend of mine. Why would you ever have her on your podcast? And also, we've been interviewing David Yontef, who is a reality TV guru and basically a Bravo know-it-all. And so we break down all things reality TV. And he's gotten comments from people about how could you be interviewing with Rachel if she's going to promote someone like Vanessa. Let me just say something about our platform. We're not promoting anyone.
Nope.
We're talking about somebody's story. We're giving them the opportunity to share who they are because they may be misunderstood. But what I more wanted to say about that is that the trolls that come out related to Bravo, I think are really
like
unhealthy.
Nothing else. The vitriol, the
yeah.
hate.
Like
it's
nothing
terrible.
Else. And it started with me seeing it regarding, obviously, the Tom Sandoval scandal.
Yep.
I was already shocked about how mean people were about that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, I think it's very interesting that people would attack anyone related to even just a topic mm-hmm. and come at me. I mean, I've had to block a bunch of people. I don't mm-hmm. even block people anymore because people say stupid shit.
But I started blocking people on your account today and yeah. like turning off comments because it was so bad.
It's too much. So I think people really need to take a look in the mirror. Like, how could you sit behind a computer and say the things that you say? Because they're so inappropriate.
Yeah.
If you're a mother, if you're a friend, if you're a father, if you're a brother, whatever, if you're a son, like, watch your mouth. Like, watch how you represent yourself. Yeah. It's so crazy, the fact that people think that it's appropriate to start, you know, trolling somebody's account. So anyways, I just found that to be really disgusting.
The world is going in a different place, but people need to remember, you never know what's going on in someone's internal journey, saying things like, just go kill yourself. You know, you're trash. I hate you. Blah, blah, blah. All these things. Like,
yeah, it's a lot.
So bad.
It's a lot.
And but the New Jersey, they're really bad.
Yeah, yeah, it is really bad. And obviously with Vanderpump Rules too, mm-hmm. people get violently opinionated about a topic that they feel so invested in because they've been following a show, which I understand. But at the same time, it has nothing to do with them. And they're triggered about things in their own lives. So
I think it took Raquel checking into a mental health facility. Like, I think that's what it took for people to finally back the fuck off.
If they have yet, you know.
Just not good. So people should just be fucking nice.
Well, I also think that people are just waiting for the next scandal. You know, Kyle and Mauricio getting separated. People are waiting for that drama to unfold. I just read that it's going to be unleashed in season 13 or whatever in the new episodes. It's all been documented. And then the stuff with Kim and
Croy.
Thank you.
They're
back together.
They're back together.
So many people said such nasty things.
Okay. So like, to go from like the most tumultuous divorce, hating each other, suing each other, calling 911 on each other like multiple times, to like, we're back together. Like, do you think maybe some of it was orchestrated? Or
I don't know that it was orchestrated. I feel like a lot of those feelings as they were happening were true.
Yeah.
I think they both are on the same page of like, maybe we can't afford this, and maybe we'll be given a show, which as we know, for a lot of people, that creates a lot of income. Yeah. And it's the reason why people do a lot of things. We just interviewed Mariah Torres from Pitbulls and Parolees. Yep. And she was talking about how her family literally took the show because they couldn't afford to eat. All the money went to the animals. So people do things for crazy reasons. True. I do think that was nuts. I mean, if you're going to go through a divorce, do it privately. You don't want to do it, you know, openly.
I think that would be a really good move on their part because they're both deeply in debt.
Good move to do a show.
To do a show, and quote unquote get back together to do a show. Yeah.
And they can show, they probably were testing the waters to see how many people would be interested, and they can pitch that to a network and say, look at how the whole world or the nation was following what we were doing.
Yeah.
Anyways, I don't like to talk about reality
TV.
No,
we don't want,
show.
That's not what the show is about, but we needed to address that for a little bit. So do you think Kyle's really a lesbian?
I do not get lesbian vibes from Kyle.
Me neither.
I don't think she's having a late in life lesbian crisis.
What do you think? You had some thoughts on this.
I just think that possibly she's become someone she relies on. You know, she talked a little bit about how she's not drinking right now. Morgan, is that her name? This woman, Morgan, is sober. And, you know, for all we know, she's her sober coach, or she's just someone who's hanging around her, giving her other things to do and think about and purpose besides drinking. So, you know, people can definitely have a new friend late in life. I don't see that it's over a lesbian situation.
I don't think so either. They're probably getting a kick out of this. Like, oh, people think we're lesbian lovers. It's probably fun. Like, they're best friends or whatever. It's probably funny to them. Like, play it up for the camera a little bit and like pictures sitting on laps and stuff. My friends sit on my lap all the time, like just dumb, fun stuff. And I don't get lesbian vibes from Kyle either. Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are some shows we have coming up next week that we can tease?
We've got Nick Ritchie coming up.
I'm so excited for Nick Ritchie. You know, it's interesting because I got a teaser into who Nick Ritchie was when I was involved in a little scandal. I found myself the topic of conversation on The Dirty, which was the site that he owned. And it was very hurtful and very mean. And now years later, here we are where I'm interviewing him. He's asking me to be on his show. He's learned a lot of lessons from really destroying people's lives and feelings in the kind of business he was in. He has a new platform, a media platform, mostly for millennials. He's very good at his job. He really is. And he was a great interview. He's really interesting. So I enjoyed sitting down with him. I had never met him in person. So, yeah. And so we had a really nice conversation. So I think you'll enjoy that. The other one we have is going to be Mariah Harmony / Torres, who is the star of Pitbulls and Parolees. She's actually launching a new show. It just came out this past week on her network, her streaming network, which you can find out where to find that when you listen to the episode. But it's all about how she goes on a motorcycle trip with four other women. It's about what happens. And they had an all-female cast, an all-female crew. They were going to do this regardless if they didn't have the cameras following them. Lucky for them, they did. Anyways, it looks like a great show. I'm going to watch it. Their whole network is filled with great programming about stuff relating to underdogs, meaning the actual dogs they're saving, the parolees that are going out about their life in a new way. It really follows all those characters. So I'm excited for that interview. I mean, I did the interview already, but I'm excited for you guys to hear it because it's someone that I've been trying to get on for a really long time.
Yes. Another guest we have coming out is Sydney Leathers. Ooh. She's an adult film star.
Yeah.
She was involved in the Anthony Weiner scandal. Mm-hmm. And we're coming up on the 10-year anniversary of that.
She ended up telling her story to Nick Ritchie. Nick did not believe her, but finally he did break that news. And that prevented Anthony Weiner from running for mayor.
Yeah.
Or he did run for mayor. Prevented him from winning.
Yes.
All these interesting guests coming up. We're really excited. We are heading to New York this weekend. We are having dinner at Rao's this week, which is a very exclusive, fancy restaurant in Harlem, in New York, with Bo Dietl, who's been in the news a lot, but already, you know, comes from a background of being in the, knowing everybody and being in the news for many years, being in a lot of movies. And so we're really excited to go to dinner with him, and he will be on the podcast.
Yes.
And then we have some other interesting interviews. We're interviewing the CEO of a wellness facility that specializes in ketamine-infused...
Yeah. New Shama.
Yeah, and ketamine-infused treatment. So we're going to get to the bottom of all of that.
Yes.
And then we have a couple interesting other dinners, dates, whatever. I'm getting my eyebrows redone.
Are you?
So, and then we fly back to Palm Beach. So that's what we're up to.
This has been such a busy week. I'm so sweaty. I haven't showered today.
Oh, I lost my dog yesterday. Did we even say that?
I don't even know. Oh, I was going to say, I don't know where she is right now. We deserve these drinks. Let's do one more cheers.
So we are going to cheers you all and say have a very happy weekend or a great weekend. Why don't you guys DM us? Let us know what you're doing. If you have any great stories, we will discuss them on our next episode. If you have any types of alcohol that you want us to spit or swallow, please let us know or just send it to us, whatever.
Just DM me for my address.
This is what happens when you drink.
We're really sorry for this episode, but we love you guys.
Cheers.
Cheers. Worst episode ever.
You can't cheers and not sip it.
Thank you so much for listening to Misunderstood. I'm your host, Rachel Yucatel. Please be sure to subscribe to the show and give us a 5-star rating and review. You can support the show by joining our Patreon at patreon.com/misunderstood with Rachel Yucatel. Do you have ideas for the show or want to reach out? Email us at info@misunderstoodpodcast@gmail.com. That's spelled M-I-S-S, understood. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time.
You ever wonder if your routine is actually working or if you're just hoping it is? The Hume Band gives you real answers. It tracks your body 24/7, heart rate, sleep stages, recovery, stress, even blood oxygen, so you can see exactly how your habits impact your health. Not just steps, real data. You'll start to notice patterns, like how a bad night of sleep affects your recovery or how stress is holding you back. And instead of guessing what to fix, the app gives you clear, personalized insights based on your data, so you can stop second-guessing and start making smarter decisions for your body. Visit HumeHealth.com to get the Hume Band today.